2:16. Just a Karen. Genesis 8:20 and 9:21. All right, Brother Mike, Genesis 11:3, and how about 12:7? Sister Karen, we got two Karen. I didn't realize that.
No, I didn't.
Genesis 18:1 and 16. You have a nobody. Oh, okay. You have a you who? All right, Christy, sister. Genesis. What did I say? 18:1 and 16. 1 and 16. Brother Al. Genesis.
Yeah.
24:67. Sister Patty. 25:27. Brother, you have a Bible, and your name is
Will.
W-I-L-L. Will. Okay. Will. I just gave 26:17, didn't I? Did I, Patty? What did I give you, sister? All right, you take 26:17. Let's just, all right. And then, Brother Will, 28:10 and 15. And with that, sister, I believe you should read Hebrews 11:10. And all right, Brother Alt, Genesis 33:20. You got an Old Testament? 35:1. I didn't see you, bro. All right. Brother Dave, Exodus 1:10. And we'll be here all day. And Brother Bob, Exodus 5:6. You have a Bible? Praise the Lord. And Exodus 25:7-9. Okay? All right, who's Brother Joe? Quickly, real quickly. I bowed you up, I'm sorry.
He went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Boone knew his wife,
and did the sheep and bore Enoch, and divided the bitter, and carried the name of the sea after the name of the tribe, Enoch.
Well, this is the passage scripture that tells us about the first city ever built on this earth. God had the material to build. And then Satan came in and thwarted God's work. And then it was Satan that tried to build. And when God saw what he was doing, he later came to destroy it. Christy Karen. Wait, yeah, I believe you're next. No, did I give you the... Okay, go here.
Make thee an ark of joker wood. Groom stuff I made to the ark and shall fit it before you can install it with care.
And this is the vessel which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of 50 cubits, and the height of your 80 cubits.
Go ahead.
A window that thou made to the ark, and the receiver thou shalt send it to the bar, and the door of the ark thou shalt set it with fire thereof.
There are three sections to it, the lower, the middle, and the upper. And God gives the measurement of it. This is the first building God ever built and gave the measurement to it. Now, this is God's building in answer to the building of the city with Enos and the building of King. All right, we have a building by man and then a building by God. All right, sister?
On now broken mark and flooded, and to the desert came deep, and the desert came tired, as the dead and the moon. And the
that you are there, a new beginning.
When the water receded, Noah built an altar to the Lord. Okay, better.
For the thought of them that I can, let us make death and boom and tail, and let us break up and plan about them all.
And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, after that beauty I did return, and there been me and earth and the way he has paid unto thee.
I have in redruck worth at another building of man. The faith with the Lord was the building at Babel, a Babber. And then
Abraham, I'm sorry, the verse before that or after that, verse See, that was the. Was that Genesis 12:7?
Well, what did verse 6 say?
And he passed through the land unto his place of repentance, unto the eighth of Noah, and the thing that was then. Was then.
Alright. He had come into the land. Somewhere in the passage, God calls Abraham out. Do you realize from where he calls him? Well, he calls him from the Ur of the Chaldees, but where is the Ur of the Chaldees? Do you know? This is Babylon. Even today, the Ur of the Chaldees and Babylon, this is their location together. He called him out of the very thing you just read about. He called him out of that city and out of that building. Go ahead.
And the Lord would have been intending to be married, and he can't make it there in the middle of the day. And the Lord said, no. In the third part,
The fourth verse says that Abraham was in a tent.
And the angels came and sat down at the tent door with them. And then, in the next verse, we have another city of man, and that's the city of Sodom. So there is always the tent over against the city, or the ark over against the city. But Al?
The card work is there. I'm glad it was not a prayer that great whimper is nay. I put the above back. I took a third path and the rabbit and I don't play a pen, but I got there.
I know that may not find up to you, but I got out to eat it. But I don't know how to be made it here, but Abraham and Sarah, the cut rather. I got. I don't know what it is. Or God. It's a pump there. Is that better? I put it 15 on it. It's 10 and 15.
And just give me out and very key bad and into here and a bit of it. And written that at a tree, but very key.
Now then, the deal 35, 37 million there that I got right over. The left of the brother.
25, 27. And the bear appeared, and the father had plenty of heat, and now it appeared as if
they had been standing there. Okay, I hear you drink a floor. Well, and camp. Where are they there? And camp, and where are they there? And camp. Okay, very good.
Read that Hebrews 10, Hebrews 11, 10.
Alright.
Bye.
Okay. Brother,
and sister, keep it.
Keep it. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob lived in tent that were portable and movable, and fire.
So they were looking for a city.
They were looking for a house, and a house that would do a city. And this is a special house and a special city. And brothers, well, praise the Lord. This is what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sought. They never once lived in a house. They never settled in a town. They lived in tent because they were looking for a city.
Go ahead, Bert.
Though we are up in the nap, but in public,
all will be here. And we shall forgive
you. Okay, did I give you 35:1 or did I give it? Oh, excuse me.
And God said in the vision, Arise and go up to Becca and Brelor, and look there up in the drive. For the spirit unto me has not let it in the place of each man and Mary.
Thank you. The deer is 30 feet, Kenny.
Yeah. I'd go to meet her out long verse from the deer. Do that again.
Bear to your record and not to, and Paul will all.
Okay. All right. I had another verse written down here, and I must some way have left it out. It's not an important to us here, though. There is another verse right in there somewhere that says that he came to the city of Shechem, but he did not dwell in it.
He didn't get in it.
He just camped outside on it in a tent. He would have nothing to do with that city. He came back.
That was in the land of Canaan?
In the land of Canaan.
Why was there any?
But it was in the hands of the enemy. It has been almost from the beginning. The old land, if you will look, someday get you a Bible dictionary and read the descendants of Ham, and you will understand everything that is working upon this earth. Just see what the descendants of Ham did. And you will be so clear who your enemy is, what his ways are, and what God's conflict is, what Satan's desire is, and what our fate is. It's all in the line of the old man, the line of Ham. All right. Okay, brethren. Now, there were some more. All right. That full passage there tells that Pharaoh said, we will use them as taskmaster to build the treasured city. The treasure city. And here he has said to them, they will no longer even build the city of straw. The city will be made of mud. There will not even be straw put in. All right, was that, yeah, the Lelani? Any chance, sir?
All your sons and the day we said and say and you get that yes in me the essentials that on the dial may set his hall that is civil as to the power of the carbon atom and the cattle was in the coming go off even for them later. We must have them under them and in me he did and he had the little thing and appeared in him to bump them. We'll see the young heat that never they put more and then tell all the lot of people. They can't look a lot coming over me. Look a lot of power of the power of the
year. Written for the country for the first description of the Kadata and some of the things that are here. Dora, you're going to have to measure.
Up the tape or picking right then.
Exodus 25, 1 through 9. You don't have? Exodus 25.
1. Exodus
38, 8.
He moved the ark into the mat, and the ark covered the mat. And the days of Aaron and Barry turned the mat, a came out turned it, and the guy petted it to bed. Then Barry cut Lady, Aaron and it for a palm. And the bed of the war of the world was a violent fire on the top of the mat, and the eyes were praying on the dirt. And Maggie went into the midst of the crowd, and then ran
up into the mat.
He was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God. And then what happened?
And the Lord spake unto him the same, speak unto the people of Israel, that they may bring me an offering of every man, but give us it when I have been paired with a great man.
That could get down. We got to run it. Oh, but what? Let me be wise here.
Yeah, Akin said, Sufiah Wunjin Ram. I'm burger.
Thank you, Brian, for being to me.
I had them. In it to unto me on the true prophet. I run down the lap, it be an to bad runner. And I like in drills, and cake on them, and cut it with hell, and raise it and then a nine to prepare. A breeding thigh, by my mid-bend.
and at that pit pen people went active and vineyard in the dark did rip a day after it ran. And Brian and his pen bat that brain into the floor of the sandmark and I depended there's an act that a rock that is ready. And at that turned the dinosaur fix a hand there of earth
and the ray and the rope of the sea towel center you fad. And the best boys and Jason to be the server and theater by the reside. And I can put the bigger a pantry tail with the high center upon the digger. White that I quickly lengthy hair I bit a pantry pad by the main brook. I meant that they can serve the pantry play for matter. And as I bid then was theater, rain and the sun, and cut the curtain and a mirror. And the feet answered that beware for the covered fabric. And then back with Prince pay the ceremony to pay.
This was a description of the priest who lived in the temple, not a hero of the order to the first rabbit.
Okay, it is this high, this wide, and this wide. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's 2 runs and 1.5. Is that right? 2 runs and 1.5?
Alright. Good. Now then, here is another element or furniture or part of the tabernacle. Fringy loose.
In the beautiful woven den of the intact, it is a trunk, the bird of the train, according to the record of Hume of the old.
Of the current and coming plans again. Bump, that verse didn't occur. Well, that's not the way I want it, but let me think what I would want. But the court itself, around the court, around the altar, and around the lover, with node of fine twine linen. I perhaps took the wrong package with fine twine linen. I'm not sure. The fruit had the same kind of linen exactly on them. All right, Victor. About 10:45 or 11, depending on what kind, we're going to work up a 15-minute break, and then we will come back. Then tonight, we have to deal with some very, very precious and important things. I think that tonight is really, really important. We're going to house the Lord Tobel, I believe, today. Is that right? The last you're leaving today? Okay, praise the Lord. At the close of the meeting, I must move very swiftly. So just listen and let us muse on. In the beginnings, God's purpose was to have water. That we were talking about last night.
Yeah.
Alright, we are to eat of the tree, we are to drink of the water, but the picture is that for time and eternity, God is after a building. Now, this is a line that both throughout all the scripture, and we have to see this line, and it is completely unbroken. Whisper it. And it goes from a tent to a tabernacle. And it goes from a tabernacle to a temple. And it goes from a temple. We'll not get into that. But it goes from a temple. Goodbye. And a wedding. And a grain. And then that the city.
The
thing that God ultimately is after in the final consummation of the ages, God is after a city upon this earth.
his city that is unlike any other city in the universe. Now, this is far beyond and even far more important, and maybe I'll have to be burned as a heretic, but it is even old, transcends everything else, even the Lord's second coming. Rather, we have not lived in the reality of what God is finally after in the consolation of the ages. But God has had the plan, and then Satan came in at the head of the creaking thing and thwarted what God was doing, and he began to make a counterfeit. And we, as the Laird's children on this earth, have got to not only understand what the Laird's doing, but we've got to understand what Satan has done and what it is that we have got to go through in order to be part of that building in a practical way. And let me say this to you, brethren. Every brother and every sister in this room is someday going to be built.
You may not get built now.
You may get built 20 years from now. You may not get built 20 years from now.
You may get built 50 years from now. And better, you may not get built up together in this lifetime. But God is after a boy. And one of these days, whether now or even after the Lord's coming, we're going to have to sit down and get broke up. But we might as well take the car, because we're going to have it one of these days. God is praying to have his people, every child in whom he has impregnated his life. He is going to build them up. But it is God's desire that man be practical, seeable, geographically, differently. Now, Satan came in. Satan came in, and he brought sinfulness into man. And then God had to bring something of the sacrifice of deepest Christ to cleanse that matter. But, you know, brethren, I made the statement. I don't think any of you ever called me down on this. At UCLA, I made a heretical statement. I said if man had not fallen, Christ would still have had to die on the cross. You remember that?
What? Why did you never tell me or that? What a blatant statement. What a heretical word. Brother, you have such a heretic running a myth, but you're not even calling down for it. That Christ would have had to have been crucified even if man had not sinned. Brother, we have so early failed. We what God wants for.
God wrote man in the law. God wrote he impart with life unto us.
Brother, Satan came in a reprick man, and man fell.
So God have two jobs to do.
But the building was God's plan before the fall. God wanted to impart his life into you and me. And brethren, in order for that life to be imparted, the principles of God are unchanged.
That life would have to die and be broken. Now, brethren, my own feeling
here, that if Adam had eaten the fruit,
that would have then fought the impartation of the love of God in the man.
But rather for him to have eaten that thing, it would have had to have been bosom. It would have had to have been wounded.
And it would have been the side of him that had to eat of the better or where.
One way the Lord had to put himself into the ground, that we might end up in eatable, quakeable fashion. Remember this. The scripture says that Jesus Christ was quoted on beforehand.
The foundation of the ages.
because he would keep his eyes in the wisdom that silently owns sister, that died all his stills, and God is infinite, and his these things be Paul. Quiet will keep the fire before the foundation of the ages, and girdle before the foundation of the ages. The Lord had to work out a way to implant their lies into man, that man might be rooted with God, that God might have a tabernacle, a temple. In which God and man would live at one, and that they would be one together.
Now then Satan came in and called the fall, but God came with Christ to
remedy that situation. But that was just the fall. Christ still had to impart his life into man. If man had never fallen, that man might be blended, mingled with God, and that they might be built up into a habitation. Brothers, God's plan of building was there regardless of the fall.
But now the fall cometh in, and whom come the city of Enoch, which is a symbol of man in the connection from God.
Now, brothers, the book of Hebrews says all of this is a picture for us that we might understand. And we have been in Adam. And all these weaknesses and tendencies are inherent in man. And God has dealt with one city, and he has dealt with another city, and he has dealt with a third city. And brother, then after dealing with the city, then God had a tabernacle.
Brothers, before God can have a tabernacle and a temple in this city, you are going to have to deal with city 1, city 2, and city 3.
You're right, Bert.
Better. By how you're debating this, Lenny, I don't want anyone in this room to think with anything out here today, it like. We are here on the city and this.
The first city would completely look where it was a picture of man's rebellion. It was a picture of the fallen situation, but with the picture of the whole thing. We're not going to be aware of your arm.
God looked down on the city of Canaan, the pain of death. He made it out to sin that he not to remember the pain of death.
And then that understands the breath. And with it was sad that the day utterly unfunctioned.
But those gave up to destroy the city of Peter and Lear.
To put an earth for the destruction of the earth.
In the New Testament, have you heard
Look at the word.
Octavius. In the New Testament, it says that Noah's ark was built.
We always think of it as being salvation from sin. It was salvation from the world system. That we, brethren, have to be saved out of sin and out of the world system.
Now, brethren, you are living in this world, and it is part and parcel of your very being and mindset.
Breath bitten clay was not going to satisfy the world.
But it's not of the world's alone.
We are in it, but not at it. The thought rocking to a fog in a bubble.
The fog must never cut it. It must never cut
it. Yeah, good enough. Nothing of it pouring out from it, and nothing of it going under.
God destroyed it. He cut it under through water. The water of good. He destroyed it. On him he would, and Noah came out of that ark. The faithful new blood will go an altar at him, and he will reward.
Though will after that night, the new man had then a man of the altar and the tent.
Bar was he a man of the altar and the tent.
Every one of God's men that are a picture of the new man seeking the city is a man of the altar and the tent.
He is a man to worship God upon this earth.
That he has a tent. What is the tent a picture of in this aspect?
Two things. Or have nothing to do with the building of man. We will have nothing to do with the building of man, and brethren, he is portable. When God's Shekinah glory was moving, they had a tabernacle. When God came to rest, they had a temple. But there was no rest. They sought a city. So, brethren, they had a tent. And I just want to say to you, brothers, that you, if you go fully with the Lord, you're going to be a people of the tent. Even today. I don't want to put anybody in bondage to this, and you have to come before the Lord in all things. But I will say, as a general principle, in the way the Lord works, for those to say, Lord, I see back to you. Let us go marry to her. That ain't you, not wearing a hand. Or you did. You said it.
You'll be so portable.
Before. But it's not our place. And some of your sisters, I know the security of a home, and if you gotta have one, have one.
I don't want to put in bondage. But brethren, listen.
When God said, let's go. When I want, I got a mortgage. And I got a property. What am I gonna do?
And it's robotic. And the Lord was very strange in his ways, but we have to be mobile. Because the Lord moves always, got to move with him. I don't know that we're going to be loose and just move around from plate to plate. But that is to buy is to say, God has stopped forever in my life. I know that I know his will forever. His will is for me in this city for the rest of my life. No man can serve that. No man, no. You ever come to my home, I would just look around at some. You will find so many handles on the things we own. You'll find handles on book culture, handles even on some of our ranking. But my wife can grab one side of it, and I can grab the other side of it, and we can put it in forever. We have good handles on so many things in our home. And whenever we buy something, the first thing we ask, dear, can the two of us lift it? And we had a stove. We worked for a long time. Of course, we got a real little fee. We got a stove. We're going to pick up. It's very small. We're going to click it out. We don't have to go looking for. We've never gotten a problem for our refrigerator. I have looked all over. We always have to sell our refrigerator and go buy another one. But we don't have anything that we can't either duck, give away, or pick up under two arms and carry out the doors. Now, I do not mean to say to you that you have to do that, but I will say, brother, if you're going to be serious with the Lord. Now, I don't mean to imply that the Lord will move you here one day and then 6 months later when the tractor gets beep, you'll go somewhere else. No, but I am saying to you that God people has always been
a people of the tent. Something poor to be. Now, Debbie, if you don't want to receive that, I wouldn't pick you and buy it for anything in the world.
Okay. Three city.
The first city after the flood is the city of religion. The city of Sabbath. And God carved Abraham out of that city into a... And when God calls Abraham out, he got his tent, God gave him the promise, he built an altar, and he worshiped the Lord. The first city we have got to be called out of is the city of religion. And brother, we have got to get up and get out of that place.
and I mean utterly, totally, completely, forever, irrefutably believe it. Now, I know that this causes problems, but I have watched people who say, anybody up there talking to her, I just want to stay in there, and maybe I can help a brother or a sister get out. I have been watching those folks now for 8 years. I have never seen a person who stayed in to help who has ever done a thing. There was a young man. Yes, brother. Sure, Brother Al.
They came away, brother.
The Lord Jesus said, you will be thrown out of the synagogue.
And there was a day when Paris wrecked out of the synagogue and he said, do it.
So who said, God has called to the Gentile. We will go to the Gentile. Now, brothers, what Jesus said was prophetic utterance that came in Paul. And he lay in 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. Peter and John and the others in the beginning had a ministry of the Jews as Jews too do. But God raised up another work to purify. To purify. He had to. Because the first brothers could not totally give up their background. I do not say to you, there is no place for ministering in the synagogues, but I say to you, brother, if it is, let it be the call of God. And Buster, when you get there, you do what Jesus Christ did and what Paul did, and that is to proclaim that this thing is over and done with, and God has something to do. And then, brother, you
will be thrown out of the synagogue.
I don't say to you, don't go there, brother. If you want to go there, go. Go. But what are you going to do when you get there? Brother, you have got to declare. And as long as you stand there boldly and fearlessly declare all of God's eternal purpose. We'll see you back at the leadings next week. This is a city that has to be utterly left. But brethren, we can leave that thing on the earth, unconsciously carry some of its way. Brother, dear, the matter of prayer. Oh, Lord, deal with Babel within my blood. Deal with it. That is, they just enwrought into me. It's been enwrought. Lord, get away the dead religion and all it stands for. Brother, the Lord is going to have to deal with our ambition, our desire, and our natural fruit. He is going to have to take away from us all.
I really did wait.
Oh, but as a man, then, the man that is our deepest wound that I were had absolutely never.
Give it, give the word on the part. Oh.
Abraham took the tent from the land of Quinn. I consider that really is a year better in some kind. They never met had anything to do with the city.
But there was a city built there in Canaan before Canaan was ever taken by the Lord for his people. There was the wicked, sinful city of Sodom. Abraham's tent on the earth was the only picture of God's city.
but land of them.
But that kind is not there. The creator came, and they did not come and find the fair.
They took down at the day. And they brought and caught the Abraham at his door. The Lord entered the cabinet. But he really had the building half to the cabinet. At that time, they were simple looking to the cabinet. They were the living bird. They came and stepped out of the door. When Jim Dale, they weren't per bottom with blood.
Abraham had nothing to do with the city, but better remember that Lot was called out with Abraham.
Rock were kick curtain. He calls his brother, he was also called
the cousin. The two men had a disagreement
over how to graze their cattle, and Abraham said,
here was a brother who'd been built up with Lord. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'll do it. Here, I'll just turn my back and you just take whatever you want. And Lot,
they walked the way there.
He could operate the area in the direction of sun. And he picked the tent part on the city at end. One day he picked to here.
Card cotton. Right to his era?
He didn't start out more conservative fraud who the top predator.
The Mercedes.
Which to carry in.
Or keep it harder. But been run. And you come out of the connect. And we read the triple effect one day for your
fitting in the day. Then.
With the elder.
He moved in that direction until finally he got into it. And not only became got into it, he was one versus. He was only 50,000 before the war.
He had moved into the city of Ben out of God's call.
But the first, get out of Babylon and festively go toward God.
Now, brother, when Abraham came out, he purified himself. I have a real burden here, brethren. Do you not realize that in order for God to have the building, that we also have to be prepared? And there's certain places that we don't go, and there are things we never do. Brother, beware. Stay out of. Stay away from. You bow off the city of sin. Don't pitch your tent in that direction. This is the second city that must utterly be circumvented.
Now, God destroyed Sodom's, and Abraham went on, and he built an altar in a tent. And the Lord came and visited it, and again.
Then Isaac became, as you have read, a tent dweller, looking for the city. Every morning he'd get up, Lord, going to rebuild, going to rebuild. But God had to coax his servant to something.
They were third, but you had to be
before he can begin the building.
A preparation for good
and doing that, a really warm heart to the night.
It's going to be a steady, this good to be direct. You've got an out of one city, you've got the thought acting at him, and then there is a third city, and this is the one that really bothers me at my a third city, but he has got a can and battery to pity. And Abraham, stayed in the land, stayed during his children's over the cup, waiting for God to begin to stir.
But Jacob's son got hungry.
and they went down into